Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
The time has come.
Ladies and gentlemen,
the moment has arrived.
I give you...
It's time for Riled Up. Your chance to let it all out. If you're riled up, call 610-771-9751 and leave a message. Riled Up is brought to you by Riley Sales. Are you riled up? Cool down with a Duquesne AC from Riley Sales. They supply the HVAC pros who will get the job done right.
Some may find the following disturbing. Discretion is advised.
This is Riled Up. Here are Anthony Gargano and Jason Martinez.
Hello
is right. It's time for Riled Up. Hit the live Riled Up line at 610-632-0975. You didn't get a call in last night? Fear not. You can do it now. Real simple. You know?
I got one for you.
What, a Riled Up?
Yes.
What is it?
It comes from my boy Danny.
All right. Danny boy?
Yeah. My boy Danny.
What's he say?
And I agree with him.
All right.
I'm riled up over you.
Why would I do now? It took this long to get you riled up over me?
Yeah. All week long, you haven't really done anything.
The over must have hit.
Yeah, I'm kind of riled up at you. So, we had a great caller before the break.
Yeah.
Ask for the revenue.
Uh-huh.
Because he wanted to give Carson stats.
Yeah.
And you played a drop. Over the revenue.
Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, like, we don't do that.
We don't?
No. We don't muddy the revenue with a silly drop.
That's Sanctuary?
Yes.
That's got special dispensation to never be effed with.
Exactly.
Totally satisfied sexually.
See, he just did it to you there.
Yeah,
like Andrew needs a beat down, it looks like.
You'll get one soon.
All right, live Riled Up calls at 610-632-0975. I'm anticipating the Riled Up line was humming in positive nature last night, so let's find out.
Let's go.
I don't care if it's Monday, Tuesday, or Friday. When your team wins, it's so much easier to wake up in the morning. The birds look like they're back on track. The fall weather's finally here. And think it's go time, birds. Let's go, baby.
Yes.
E-A-G-L-E-S.
Yes. Yes. He hit me on every one of my tickle spots. He got me. You know? The fall weather. Tomorrow night, I'm looking at the weather. It's going to dip into the 30s overnight. That's where you can see your breath for the first time.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
What?
I'm out on
that. I thought you were like a cold weather man.
I'm out on... No, I like, you know, 50, 60 football during the day. I don't like see your breath.
You don't need that?
No, it's too cold.
Oh, man.
I'm out on see your breath.
I thought we had that. We could bond over that.
No. I like Saturday afternoon... autumnal weather for football. I love that.
Okay.
But then it needs to go back.
Your people are tropical, you say,
exactly.
All the time, right?
Yes.
Can somebody get on the horn to Carson, please, and tell him to stop diving for the first down? I know he's just trying to win the game and everything, but man, flashbacks of L.A.
Don't be an ingrate, all right? just say thank you, Carson.
He's going to do it. You can't stop it.
Don't be an ingrate to Carson. He sees the sticks, and he takes the first down.
He's going for the sticks.
And that's what he's going to do.
Yeah.
All right? And you can say, well, he slid a couple times when he had to slide. And he sees the sticks, he's going to go for the first down. That's the quarterback. That's what you want in your quarterback. You want him to have that soul. All right?
One of the big feathers in his cap is that he has the awareness of A, game and situation, and then B, where the sticks are.
Yes.
So he knows when to do it and when not to.
You dreamed of a quarterback like that.
Yeah, to have that awareness?
Exactly.
It's a huge asset.
So my advice is just say thank you.
Thank you, Carson. Steele's on the live line. What's up, Steele?
Please help me, man. I beg of you. These pressers with Dougie P are 5 minutes of minutia. You can't hear the reporter's questions.
Gosh, it went great.
I'm sorry?
Go ahead, Steele. Finish up. Andrew decided to interrupt you with a drop.
Yeah, the reporter should announce their names and affiliation. Also, the radio quality on Mars is better. It really
I know what you're saying. I know what you're saying, Steele, and they frankly don't give a damn. Those press conferences are for, in their view, the assembled media and that only, right, Ant?
Yeah. Oh,
but then why, when we get to playoff time, do they pass around a microphone?
Yeah, well, that's also when the national people come in.
Yeah. Well, we can't get a little bone, like a little audio of the question?
No, they should do that. I agree with you.
We got to get our guy down there with a big parabolic thing.
But again, it's really for, it's not, it transforms into postseason like every other playoff situation, yep, where there's a podium and everything else.
Yeah, they put the mic.
Listen, I agree with what he says. Steele's right, you know. But it's because we made the decision to air the broadcast of it.
Yeah. But what do we do? Do we bail on it?
No.
I still think
it's important to have the coach,
totally,
to hear
agree
from the coach.
Especially the day after a game.
Yeah, because I want to hear him.
Yeah. If not, yeah, we'll just take a long, but we'll just go back here and we'll watch on TV.
I think there was an interesting question during the press conference, and that was when Corey Clement says to Howie Roseman, we don't need any extra help. And then, according to the reporter, Howie said, well, go and prove it. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
And you hear what Doug said, because I don't want to put any words in anybody's mouth, but we appreciate the confidence, and we need to do what's best for the team.
You want the players to think like that.
Yeah, but you also want the coach to go, yeah, it's great, but we need to do what's best for the team. Because fact is, and I love Corey Clement, they still need another bet.
You're absolutely right. What's next?
Yeah, now we all love the Hulkster brother. We love that he's a real American dude. But Troy Aikman put over the Hulkster more than he put over Carson Wentz in this game.
He did.
Carson Wentz, surgical precision, easy win, and he's got nothing to say about him. But Saquon's great. Hulk Hogan, dude, is so great, brother.
I had the same. I did. My cousin and I were talking about the same things. And, yo, dude, like, you're not going crazy over Carson, but you're going crazy over Hulk Hogan. He wouldn't stop talking about Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but he's a quarterback who's talking about somebody he liked in a wrestler.
Okay.
He's not a quarterback phoning
he
over
went
another quarterback.
All over and over on and on about Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, but he was an elite level quarterback in the NFL.
Well, your job now is to talk about elite level quarterbacks here. Because I'm trying to hear a little bit about the. No, he did. He went. Forget about Carson. He went on and on and on about Hulkster.
Yeah. It took on a subplot in the game last night.
But even Joe Buck's like, has nothing left to say about Hulk Hogan.
What?
Even Joe Buck is like, all right, Troy. You know, like one of those, like, all right, dude, you're gonna get off the Hulk Hogan.
How about the game going on here?
Yeah.
Yeah. But how many times could they tell us that the Giants quit? I mean, Aikman was repetitive last night with Hulk Hogan and the fact that Giant players were just walking around.
They did quit. Yeah.
Yeah. But that was a good observation in that regard. Let's go to Scott on the live line. Scotty's riled up. What's up, buddy?
I'm riled up with you, Mert. When the resident comes on, you shut up. No more.
All right, wait a minute. Do you know me personally? Scott, Do you know me personally?
No, you just.
Don't use the name Mert. You haven't earned it.
Oh, you're riled up now.
Yeah, you're damn right I am.
Okay.
You got to earn the right to call me that.
You got to earn the right to talk over that.
I didn't talk over it. I played a drop over it. Get it right. Come on, what's the matter with you? Trying to have a little fun here. You can't go Mert on me if you're not. Yeah, earn that.
So is the Mert? I need to know.
I don't use that on the radio.
Okay.
That's people that are in my personal life that have earned it. Like, you could use it with me off the air.
Okay.
Yeah. You know? But Scott hasn't earned that, right? Well, give him the stones to think that he can murk me on the air. Murk this. What's next?
What's got me riled up is, according to these two J.O.s on TV, the Giants played themselves tonight. Aikman said the word Eagles twice, and both of them in the last 4 minutes of the fourth quarter. Oh!
See, people get all fired up about the announcing all the time.
Yeah, I like it. It's fun.
But it's old, right?
Nah, it's all right. Listen, I like Joe Buck. I told you yesterday before.
I like Aikman, too.
Before he comes. I do, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, he went overboard in the Hulk.
I would have, and I'm a big Al Michaels fan, but I would have preferred that crew call the Eagles' first Super Bowl win over the way that Al Michaels called it. Al was a little like, the Eagles win the Super Bowl.
A little bit, yeah.
He was a little understated, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Buck would have given me a good call.
Yeah.
So, I wasn't too happy about that. What's next?
So, let me ask you a question real quick. If On the ice, do they call you Murdy?
No.
Okay.
It's just Murt.
Okay. On the ice?
I don't get the EY or IE under my name. No. Yeah. Everybody else does, you know. Hartsy, Cartsy. And
right, you don't get Murdy?
No, no. If I'm particularly bad, it's a Myrtle the Turtle. Because I'm not moving so good, which is more the case than you would think.
You got the CCM shirt on.
Oh, yeah. Hockey day, buddy.
Warning, this is a hot take alert.
Eagles Super Bowl!
Yo, the Giants suck, and Jalen Mills, you're still a bum, but we look good! Let's go, Bird!
Well, Jalen wasn't a bum last night. I thought he had a good night.
He competed. I love that warning. This is a hot take. Eagles Super Bowl!
Now, I saw some people yesterday calling for a Coach Al and Coach Hal back-to-back rivalry.
Yeah, Coach Hal. I love Coach Hal. He was pretty good.
Then we got Coach Hal. First.
That's what I said. Yeah. Coach Hal.
Yeah. Oh, you like Coach Hal.
I do.
Okay.
Big fan of Hal.
Okay. Let's go to T on the live line. T, what's going on, buddy?
Good afternoon, everybody. Happy, happy, happy winning for the Bears. Let's go. That's right, brother. Oh, man. Carson's back.
Oh, man.
Carson's back. Carson's back.
I love it.
I love it.
I love it, that Hasselbeck.
I love it, that Hasselbeck. I love it.
Doink.
He's like that's the awesome soundboard. T. Will's become the soundboard.
T. Will's rules.
Yes.
I'm going to have T. Will come in and host the show. You won't even know I'm here. It could be like a genius maneuver where I could have T. Will here next to you.
Yeah.
And I could be off doing something.
Between T. Will and the actual soundboard, yeah, we got enough in the bank where
you don't even
you
need
just
me.
Take the day. You take a vacation day, we won't even know.
Right.
Well, I'm so riled up. This is Eli Manning. Why do they keep making me drop back? Man, I got this guy, Saquon Barkley. Come on, Mr. Shermer. What are you trying to do? Are you trying to get me killed?
Well, it's time to put Eli on the bench. I saw that Pat Shermer said, I guess, in his day after press availability that we're getting closer. Closer to what?
Wow, he's just cooked. He's done.
Yeah, I mean, they could can him after a year. Can't.
Shermer?
Yeah, he can't.
Nah, he's off to a disastrous start.
Mm-hmm.
And they can't fire him, and they'll have to live with both him and Gettleman. And Gettleman's moves, I don't get him. Gettleman's GM, Dave Gettleman.
Yeah.
And I think both of those will be fiery disasters.
Yeah, both are boobs.
They'll both be out, I think, within 3 years, and then... Well, they'll restart rebuilding again.
Because they can't can Shermer after going short on McAdoo.
No.
You know? So, I mean, think about this.
Well,
McAdoo
the
could have been the Eagles
of
coach.
This division is that there's turmoil on all the head coaches, right?
Yeah, maybe the least of Gruden compared to Doug.
I got news for you. He's on a short leash, too.
Really?
Yeah.
After they saddle him with that Alex Smith?
Yeah.
Wow.
He'll be on a short leash. And Jason Garrett... I think he's out after this year.
I think you're right about that. I think enough's enough here. He's a puppet for Jerry, but still, he'll find the next puppet. Because this puppet's not working at all. He just claps on the sideline no matter what happens. You know, awful interception, he claps. It's like, come on, dude, what are you doing? Coach.
He's a clapper.
Yeah. TJ's on the live line. What's up, TJ?
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Welcome back, Carson Wentz. Welcome back, Eagles offense. Welcome back, Eagles defense. Welcome back, coaching staff. Welcome back, special teams. Time to start kicking the NFL's ass. We are back. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. And by the way, the Giants are ass.
Yeah, they are. He goes in the mix for the beer and the Caller of the Week prize. We haven't heard from that Sean from Pine Hill today, that Giant fan. He gets awfully quiet when his team stinks. He should stand up. Don't you think? Take his beating, take his lumps.
Now, Sean is he a big caller to this Midday Show?
Yeah.
Okay. Because I know of Sean.
Yeah.
But he has not. He was not a morning show caller.
No. He. But he talks a lot of smack, and he came out at Fan Fest, and during the live Riled Up segment, donned a Giant jersey.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, he should.
He should answer for that.
Got to answer for Santino, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he should show up. I don't think he will, though.
The Eagles finally got a signature, convincing, dominating win. They even made like mistakes, and they still won by a lot of points.
Okay, what were the mistakes in the game?
Well, early, Peters gets beat a couple times, and Olivier Vernon hits Carson's hand twice upon delivery and could have caused two interceptions.
Yeah. But, I mean, the mistakes weren't egregious in the game.
No, I'm just, again, you're asking me what.
Yeah, a guy mistakes. Got beat on a play. That's not like a mistake. That's just, it didn't happen.
Right.
A mistake maybe was Jordan Matthews lining up basically in the defensive side of the ball and then not getting set before the snap.
Yeah.
But I didn't see a lot of, like, mental errors in the game.
No, it was pretty clean. Especially since
no blown
coverage.
It was a
rainy day. It was a rainy night, the whole thing. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
All right. I'm convinced that Odell Beckham Jr. is on drugs.
I agree.
Oh, yeah. He's not of sane mind. I don't know if it's on drugs or he's just not of sane mind. All the wires aren't connecting.
And who else did they say that about?
Well, T.O. No, you're right about that. You made a lot of sense earlier in what you said, that both guys are having trouble living in their own skin.
Yeah.
It's probably torturous to live that way.
Yeah, I mean, both are immensely talented players.
Physically, unbelievable.
But you can't give Odell Beckham that kind of money. You just can't do it.
What did he get, a 5 or 7 year deal or something?
Yeah,
massive
you're
cash.
Crazy to give him money like that. You never know when he's going to go off the deep end. This is the last guy I'd build around.